What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Super Bowl 59 saw the unceremonious dismantling of the Kansas City Chiefs by the Philadelphia Eagles. A blowout victory, 40-22 on Sunday. There's a lot of questions now that Kansas City has to answer. You got some tough choices on your roster with all the free agents that are coming up. And all eyes were on Travis Kelce after what was a lackluster performance by his standards and his metrics, not just throughout the course of the season, but in the Super Bowl where Philly did a great job of taking him away, but his impact just wasn't felt as we've seen time and time again. And look, that guy was still wildly productive when it was winning time for Kansas City. But he is aging. He's a guy that at a tight end position, he's not a blocker by nature, but he'll mix it up a little bit. He's a receiving tight end.
Sure.
When is enough going to be enough? And when does Travis Kelce retire? He went on the New Heights podcast with his brother Jason, and he addressed the future of what happens as he acknowledged the fact that he has felt a drop off. And then what happens next?
As you see yourself or not feel yourself have the success that you once used to have, man, it's a tough pill to swallow. And then on top of that, to not be there in the biggest moments, knowing your team's counting on you, man. Those are all extremely hard things to, it's just a tough reality. And, yeah. I think I'm going to take some time to figure it out. And I think I owe it to my teammates that if I do come back, that it's going to be something that, it's a wholehearted decision. I'm not half-assing it, and I'm fully here for them. And I think I could play. It's just whether or not I'm motivated or it's the best decision for me as a man, as a human, as a person to take on all that responsibility.
Boy, that kind of sounds like a guy who's leaning towards retirement, not playing another year.
Well, not just that. The idea of how he played. Not just in the Super Bowl, but this season. Remember, the talk all season long was they're saving him, they're preserving him, that he's going to be ready to go come playoffs. And it was the least impactful run he's had in his career as far as being that guy. I mean, he's getting long in the teeth. It's happening, and I think there's a realization of that he can't have the impact that he used to have. He's 35. I mean, that's old.
Yeah. I mean, he did go for 117 yards in the divisional round, though. I mean, it's not like he was irrelevant.
No, you're right. He did have that. But this season in general, he did not.
No, he didn't. And I think that everybody said, all right, playoff time, this is where he's going to be impactful. And we talked about, leading up to the AFC Championship game, where Buffalo is going to have success was, all right, your nickel is going to have to be locked up and he's going to have to take a lot of the responsibility of Travis Kelce. And they eliminated him. And I think what Philly did, which was something that very few teams can do, is when you rush four and drop seven, guess what you can take care of? You can take care of number 87 because you have seven guys back in coverage to take care of four receivers most of the time because the back wasn't even able to release out and into pass routes either because you needed him in protection so you could have six to block four, which they did ineffectively over the course of the game. So, you know, it was one part, Travis Kelce is getting old, and you're dead on right about that. But it also is the fact that the last two games that they saw, they did everything they could to eliminate number 87. Mm-hmm. And so he still has that gravity. I mean, we see the highlights in the low or the low lights, if you will, of Travis Kelce's Super Bowl. There were two guys around him all the time.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, see, he's giving up on this route. It's like, well, he's just not running into a space where other guys are going to be because he's got two guys around him. He's not going to go and get somebody else into trouble because he's trying to clear out and lose one of two defenders. No, throttle down, let two guys guard you and somebody else. It's their responsibility to get open.
The problem was,
nobody was getting open. But it was too late.
And that's,
yeah.
I think the fine line there is that, and it's not wholly on him. That's not what I'm saying. But last year before, even in those double coverage situations, when they were looking to take him away, he found ways to beat it, to make himself available, to make the plays. And he's getting to an age now where that, it just doesn't happen. I mean, how many guys have, beyond this age, really been productive? Gates? Gonzalez? Is that the list? How old was Olsen when he hung it up?
I don't, well, Greg Olsen, I think right now is only like 39. He might be 40-ish.
But look, tight end's like one of the positions.
He's 39 right now.
So even he wasn't that old when he hung it up. So like, I'm just trying to think of tight ends of in recent memory who.
He played until he was 35.
Yeah. And that's what I mean. Like, this is kind of it, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, he knows that he's at the end of it. I think the fascinating part is, all right, when is it going to be? Gronk was only 32 when he hung it up.
Yeah, he also had all of the injuries.
He's got one more year left on his deal, though, and that's, you know, $20 million. You don't need the $20 million.
Nobody ever needs it, but when it's there in front of you.
He'll be 36 years old, $20 million, and this is where we were talking about this with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. The next evolution of what your dynasty looks like, it's going to look different. And there's going to be years where you have these guys like a Travis Kelce who are aging out, and they're, by name, they are impactful. By where they are at that point in their career, they're not. And they're going to take up a bigger number of your salary cap. And this is where the Patriots were always considered cold-blooded, right? They would trade guys out with the, you know, 2 years to go, signaling, all right, we know that he's going to be a guy who's going to stick around. We're going to sell while the stock is still high, and we're going to get something in return to try and turn it over and develop it. If you look at where the Chiefs are with their cap, $66 million to Patrick Mahomes next year.
Mm-hmm.
27 to Juwan Taylor, who is 28-year-old right tackle. 33-year-old left guard Joe Tooney, $27 million. Travis Kelce, a 36-year-old tight end, $20 million. You got some money in some older guys at their position.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be the fascinating part, is where do those guys make their decisions on whether they come back or not? And how do you fill that void? Because Noah Gray, he had a few games where he was electric.
Yeah.
He's not Travis Kelce in his prime. And that is where you go, are you going to do it by having a bunch of guys replace the production? And they could, right?
Sure.
You could, whether it's Rashee Rice if and when he comes back, along with DeAndre Hopkins if he comes back. Mm-hmm. Xavier Worthy popped at the end of the year, and he's a rookie, and he's going to be pretty cheap. Like, they have a bunch of guys on some pretty sweet deals for them, but that's going to be the evolution, is Mahomes is going to have to go with, it's going to be by committee. It's not going to be, where's Travis Kelce?
Yeah.
Where's Tyreek Hill? Those are my two woogies that I'm going to lock on to.
You know, that's that evolution stuff. You know, it's every yep. part of this, and the choices you have to make, and this is what makes the NFL the NFL, is that those choices impact you in the immediacy and in the long term as far as operating under that salary cap. That's what keeps the churn of the NFL so viable.
So
the march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, they have 22 guys, only 22 guys under contract for next year. Okay.
Is that 53?
No, no. But they only have $15 million in salary cap space. Uh-huh. And, like, it's a little bit different because it's 48 players with cap holds
yeah.
that could be free agents. But if you retain those guys and you bring them back, they only have $15 million yeah. to spend. 22 are truly under contract
yeah.
for next
Guaranteed
year.
Money.
Holy smokes.
A lot of work.
They've got, yeah, Brent Veach. He's got his work cut out for him. You're always going to be in it as long as you have Patrick Mahomes.
I would say the glass half full part of that is you only have 22 people under contract, so you can remake your team.
Yeah. And it's easier said than done because guys want to get paid. They want to get their money, but there's going to be guys who are willing to play for cheaper to go with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid.
Not just that. I guarantee you, regardless of quarterback situation, you would rather be a GM of the Chiefs right now, even with no quarterback, than you would of the Saints, just because of the money issues alone.
Yeah.
Just because the Saints have nothing they can do. The next 2 years is about paying the Piper. The Chiefs have not gotten that point yet.
I have a question that popped up because did you hear Dak Prescott's comments yesterday?
About being a title contender?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And saying they're not that far uh-huh. off. And if you go back, like, since Jalen Hurts has been the starter, I think they have like a 500 record against the Eagles. And that was his point. He's like, we played them tough. Like, we could be there too. First, no. We talk about the two least attractive jobs in this hiring cycle. New Orleans and Dallas. Would you rather have no quarterback at all? Or a quarterback who you know is not elite and you're stuck with him? Like Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
Which, like, Dak Prescott, you know he's not elite. Mm-hmm. He's good, and he's good enough.
But you're paying for him.
You're paying for him.
I wouldn't want to go down that path.
And that's why it's like, it may almost be better if you are in New Orleans, where your cap situation is hell this year. And you're going to get some relief next year. You know you're not going to, because you don't have a quarterback,
yeah.
and you know you're not going to have a quarterback next year, but you know that there is a pathway.
Eventually, yes.
The pathway looks a hell of a lot longer in Dallas, where you have a bunch of money tied up into places that you're going, I don't know if you can get this done, but they have Micah Parsons. They have
Where the money's not tied up in no.
And you're going, holy smokes, they have some dudes, mm-hmm. but you know that you're never going to get over that hump.
Yeah. Not a fan.
Oh, man.
Not a fan.
That's brutal.
All right, coming up next for our worst day on the web. Look, snake oil's making its comeback. What about some tiger oil?
That's the thing?
No. We'll get to that more on the worst day on the web. But first, here's the big kahuna. It's Big Will Betts with a sports one update.